We'll call the meeting to order, and we have the agenda on the screen this evening. So at this time, we'll start with a moment of silence, and who is on that?
Please rise for a moment of silence. Thank you. We'll now do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Okay, at this time then, were there any changes to the agenda or additions?
There is a change to the personnel report. We have this being the day before we actually start school, when people are calling and saying, yes, we'll work for you, they're on that report.
Okay.
So we made a couple of changes. So please make sure you review it before you
Could look that over. And we've added the bus driver list to the, we had to put in on, we didn't have the list last week. So I looked over that and didn't see, sometimes I have to recuse myself, but I didn't see anybody on there. So.
And we'll have an updated list as well in September.
Okay.
We're still trying to get some of the non-pubs,
yeah,
those from last year, and then as they come in and they're finalized, we'll get you any updates in September that we may have missed.
Okay. Sounds good.
And since you're talking about the personnel report, I'll jump in before you get to that item.
Sure.
Please note that the resignation of the track coach is on there, and that we'll be revisiting that situation again during the year at some point. Unfortunately, that teacher who had agreed to come here last spring to serve as a track coach, was a teacher for Penn Manor, just took a position over in York County, and we can't ask him to come that far.
Further away.
Yeah. So we're going to be back to step one.
Very good. So then I guess we would look for a motion to approve the agenda unless there's any other changes.
So moved.
Tom?
Second.
Paul? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed no. The agenda for this evening is approved. We don't have student of the month because we don't have any students right now.
Why do you say everybody showed up?
Oh, okay. So no reports from high school principal. All right, time for citizens' comments. And I know we have one citizen here, so if you would like to take the floor and say your name and where you reside.
Okay. My name is Aaron Hoffman. I'm from 433 South Kinzer Avenue, New Holland. And I just want to say how much I appreciate you all. I could say, even though you could be home enjoying, but you'd be out in the hot weather, so it's cool right here.
My
air
conditioning went out today, so it is cooler.
But seriously, I appreciate you doing your work on behalf of the education process here in New Holland, and know that it could be a thankless job. I don't know your particular case, but I for one appreciate what you're doing and the education that you're trying to give the students. And I'd just like to pray for you at this time. All-wise Father in heaven, thank you that the Garden Spot School Board can be in freedom and vote according to their conscience. I pray that you would give wisdom to this board as you gave King Solomon of old. I ask that you would deliver these men and women from opinions contrary to your word. Protect them from harm, and bless and protect their family members. Give them, I pray, strength, endurance, stamina, as they discuss and vote their way through the agreement upon the agenda that's on the screen. In closing, thank you in advance for the direction that you will give these men and women in the issues that they will talk about and vote on this evening. I pray this in the strong name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Right.
And no special presentations this evening. So we move right to a vote on the consent agenda then. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Paul, in a second.
Second.
John? Is there any other discussion on the consent agenda?
I just have a question about the ag teacher. Can you just give a little background on her?
Actually, she didn't want to talk because you thought she was coming. So
yeah.
Why don't you stand and
introduce
yourself?
Yeah,
we hired, or we're recommending Ashley Trust.
Right.
She's a graduate of Penn State. And she doesn't have any formal teaching experience other than her student teaching experience. This will be her first teaching position within the school district. So she's really excited to be here. I'm sorry she's not here this evening, but her energy and passion, I think, for ag will serve our program very well.
Do you know where she comes from?
She was part of a military family, but her family settled in Napier, Stratford. She's a graduate
okay.
of Napier, Stratford, and went to Penn State. Now
okay.
she's pretty much back.
Okay, thank you.
Great. Any other questions or comments on the consent agenda this evening? Then I'll call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed no. The agenda has passed. All right. We had no items moved, so I guess Lancaster County Tax Collection Bureau. Mr. Brent?
We did not have a meeting as reported last month. Our next meeting is September 16th.
Okay. We'll look forward to that. Lancaster C. Oh, I'm sorry, IU-13. We want to jump ahead of you, Mr. Urban.
We met at the Lebanon office of the IU-13 on August 12th. Welcomed a new board member from Lampeak Strasburg. And we approved $17.2 million in disbursements. And a note on that, if the governor and the legislature of Pennsylvania soon do not come to an agreement on the budget, the IU-13 will be looking to borrow money, or at least have money available from a bank when we run out of state money. So there's a very good chance we're going to spend between $30,000 and $50,000 just to have the opportunity to use money if we need to. So it's going to be a cost that will not be reimbursed to the IU-13 through anyone except the local taxpayers who have to pay the fees. And it all, that revolves around the budget, and we have to have money to pay our bills. And so we'll be taking out a loan to pay our bills until the budget is passed. So we hope that happens very soon. So if you talk to anyone, it's another thing to ask your legislature, or if you would happen to see the governor. There's an awful lot of people that are affected by the impasse in Harrisburg. We approved 11 new business service contracts, 4 new early childhood and special education service contracts, 22 instructional service contracts, and the instructional service, not all those were new. Some of those were just amendments to existing contracts. We had 3 new human resource services contracts. We had 23 resignations, 3 retirements, 1 termination, 53 new hires last month, and 42 change of positions or salaries. And we approved 3 leave of absences. We elected Mr. Leon Mole to serve as the IU voting delegate to the 2015 PSBA Delegate Assembly. We will be forwarding a note to this board with the recommendation of Mr. Mole and the other local PSBA representatives on who they suggest that we vote for PSBA officers for the coming year. That completes my report. Unless someone has any questions, I'll be glad to answer anything I can.
Well, I appreciate that with the guidance and the voting, because we really don't know these people, so that would help. On the budget for the IU, how does that work as far as, I mean, I know we all contribute, all the number of school districts. When do we make our payments? That's probably something Mr. Ramsey would make.
Regards to
like the IU, do we do a monthly thing, or is it a one-time payment into the IU?
No, it depends on what purchase from them. I mean, typically we're receiving bills monthly.
Okay, they just bill them. For service.
Correct. They bill for service incurred. And some bills are quarterly, some bills are every other month, so it depends on what activity it is for us to pay the IU. From our perspective with the state, I mean, majority, we're not heavily reliant on state revenue. So for us, with our real estate taxes coming in, we're okay for a little bit, you bet. So, but definitely see the concern that the IU.
So the IU, what percentage of funding comes from the state for the IU?
Well, it varies because some of the programs which the IU has money flowing through actually come from the local school districts, but that some of that money comes from the state. So if the state doesn't pay the local school districts, the local school districts won't pass it on. So we're expecting to do about a $30 million line of credit.
The school, that's heavily reliant
on
the state. If they're not getting their funding, then they're
service
not paying
the services.
The services
are purchased.
Correct.
And I would assume that if districts are asked to help recover that cost, no? You don't think so? We're not going to be asked?
I don't think they're going to be asked.
Oh, okay. Well, that's going to say we're not going to do something.
You were going to say no.
Well, I was going to say I assume that they would be prorated based on the service level.
Right.
The IU question is infinitely more complicated because of all the entities that feed into it because they all have different structures.
What is, you think of how big of an employer they are. They're probably one of the biggest employers in the county.
I can't verify this, but I have heard that they're the second largest employer behind LGA. I don't know that that's true for sure, but I've heard that.
And they have 1,500 total, and I'm not sure the split between Lebanon and Lancaster County. But it would be at least two-thirds would be in Lancaster County.
Big operation.
You said you met in Lebanon. They still meet in that old building?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
One Cumberland Street.
Yes.
The whole building shakes when a truck drives by. Is that true, Paul?
Yes, it is.
It is.
This going to sporting events. All right. So, any other questions for IU 13? Thanks a lot for serving on that as well. Now, Lancaster CTC.
We have no July meeting, so I don't have a report tonight.
Okay. We have a good enrollment for this fall, I'm assuming, for the CTC.
The last I heard, that the June meeting was pretty cool. So
that brings us to legislative, which Tom, Mr. Woods.
Yes, the stalemate continues. There is beginning to look like, I said there had to be a little give and take for anything to take, to start the wheels turning up there a little bit. Governor Wolf has talked that he might be changing somewhat his stance on pension reform. Now, how much that change would affect, there's some debate whether to have much influence. He's still very adamant about his increases for $400 million more for basic ed and $100 million more for special ed. But at least we're starting to get a little, I think it's up to the House Republicans and the Senate Republicans to maybe show a little goodwill to start to negotiate here a little bit. To move forward, and hopefully, like I said, it'll be before the snow flies at the last meeting, November, December, but maybe there are some cracks in the stance, at least from the governor, who's been pretty adamant about where he was coming from. So there was an interesting article in the Reading paper by Karen Shuey, who used to, maybe she still writes for the Lancaster Mirror. She wrote about the Pennsylvania property taxes are only the 13th worst in the country, and we take a lot of heat. She starts it off with everybody hates taxes. So I said, I joked when I went to the bank back in July, I said, I can come here, everybody just received their school taxes that I can slip in here. Nobody mugging me along the way. No, seriously, Pennsylvania ranks 13th on effective tax rates on owner-occupied housing. The rate is the average amount of residential property tax actually pays, expressed as a percentage of home value. Pennsylvania has a rate of 1.5%. Now, New Jersey is the highest at 2.38%, Illinois 2.32%, New Hampshire 2.15%, Connecticut 1.98%. Hawaii, believe it or not, has the lowest effective rate at 0.28%, followed closely by Alabama, Louisiana, and Delaware. So it's interesting, you know, that now Reading, like I was saying earlier to some rulers of the board, Reading has been more of a lightning rod. Berks County has been more of a lightning rod for elimination of property taxes, because it's amazing when you cross the county line and you're in Berks County, their rates are considerably higher. They've had more meetings down there and people involved in getting this eliminated. So not to the extent Lancaster County has had meetings. So I just thought that was interesting. On the political front, of course, you've seen what's happening with the state attorney general. It'll be interesting how that plays out. I'm assuming that she'll be forced into a position she'll have to resign or take a leave of absence or something. It's almost reminiscent of what happened to Ernie Create when he was attorney general and effectively had his power was virtually eliminated. So. Somewhere down the road, I'm sure she'll have to step aside. The governors were calling her to do that. Ranking members of both parties have been calling her to do that. So she can go forward with her defense in the court system. That concludes my report. If there's no questions.
Thank you. Any questions? And should complete the report, Senator, and it's up to the superintendent.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a few items. It's been a quiet summer, thankfully, but there's been a lot of activity. One comment that I'd like to make about that, we had another large class of new teachers coming in this summer. I believe this number was 27 this summer, but in all total, in the last 3 years, we've had 72 new teachers sign up with us. That's about a third of the staff has turned over in the last 3 years. That's a lot of work by a lot of folks. That's a lot of interviewing and a lot of induction and a lot of effort for the principals and colleagues in the buildings to bring new people up to speed. That's a heck of a lot of folks. So it's exciting because they bring fresh ideas and new ideas, but it's also quite a change for us. Terms of our culture and what's happening in our schools. So exciting times, but also challenging. A couple other announcements. Tomorrow, teachers do return. The breakfast tomorrow begins at 7:20, and then officially everyone moves to the auditorium at 8:30. Board members, you're welcome to come to any part of that you can, and leave when you need to leave. We'd love to see you there. The only other comment I have is the students start school a week from tomorrow. Some people happy about that, some people not so happy. I know Mrs. Hollister's ready, so I can only imagine there might be a few other moms who are also ready. I know two little girls who are not so ready, that's how it goes. So it is every year. That's part of the fun of the whole cycle, I guess. That concludes my report. We're excited, we're ready to go.
That's good. That's good. Are any of your kids in, Mr. Snacker?
First one's going this year.
And Kara, you're?
Mine's going into sixth grade at Blue Ball.
So you're ready for the new one?
My wife is. My wife's ready for the
new one. I worked all summer, so
I'm
not.
Okay. That's fine, Nancy. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right. That's it for the superintendent's report. Okay, any other announcements?
I promise we'll have longer meetings once the school year starts.
This is okay. Yeah.
And then, the end of September, we have the
end of September, we have the retreat.
Yes.
And no, we don't need any executive session.
No executive session either.
Okay. Then I would look for a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Maybe a record.